Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Folks, I'm going to invite you, if you're not one of my partners, to become one so that you can get my next partner letter. We're having here in Branson our annual prayer conference, Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We are a prayer ministry. The Lord told me to help the prayers. And every autumn, we have this prayer meeting here in Branson. We're having it this year at the Hilton, and it's going to be October 23rd through 27. Now, the Lord is making me to know that this meeting is very important. At our corporate prayer, this past Sunday afternoon, here at Prayer Mountain, we have it every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Prayer Mountain. He made us to know that this prayer meeting is important. He made us to know that, already I had been seeing that America was in crisis and that the world's in crisis. He made us to know one thing will save America. That's an awakening to God. One thing will save the world, and that is an awakening to God. Before the week is over, I'll be reading to you about the Great Awakening and how our country was founded on prayer. But I want to say to you now that what I'm reading to you about the Argentine revival, remember that was a nation they were praying for. I was reading about prayer. And I myself am making a commitment to prayer before our prayer meeting. And I'm going to ask others to do that too, however God leads them. But I'm going to share in a letter some of the things that I know. And we would invite you to get on our mailing list. That's all it is, being a partner, just getting on the mailing list so that you can get the letter. I put some things up. I may put this up on the web. I'm not sure. But for sure you'll get it if you get the letter. We're reading now, we have read to you already, the Tommy Hicks vision. Now we are telling you who Tommy Hicks was and the great Argentine revival that he had a part in. But before there ever was an Argentine revival, there was a discouraged, disappointed, unsuccessful missionary named R.E. Miller, who became so discouraged with the powerlessness of his life that he told the Lord that I will submit myself to you. And the Lord called him to begin to pray every day for a great length of time, 8 hours a day. He prayed for months. He fasted. He didn't hear from heaven. And finally, the Lord broke through, and he told him what to do, to call a prayer meeting and to pray from 8 o'clock until midnight. Only three people came. Not a one of them even had seen anyone baptized in the Spirit, let alone be themselves. And this is something that was quite well known, but modern day folks have lost track of it. The great story of the Argentine revival and how heaven came down as a result of that man's prayers and a young woman's obedience to slam a table, to hit a table. I don't have time to read that all to you again, but I will tell you that it's in the book that I'm reading to you from today. They had a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost in that little prayer meeting, and the prayer meeting grew. The news of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit traveled swiftly. More people came out to the prayer service the next night. From then on, neither cold nor danger nor anything else could hinder the people from coming to be filled with the Holy Spirit. A 14-year-old girl with little education saw visions of things to come. Many of those visions came to pass. At times she prophesied, quoting scriptures she'd never learned or read. Felix, a young man, received the word of knowledge and saw hidden things in vision. One night, he admonished a retired schoolteacher through the word of knowledge to clear her home of idols. She replied in hurt amazement there were no idols in her home. Then God gave Felix a vision showing him a certain trunk with a pile of religious relics at the bottom. It was true, the relics, keepsakes left by her deceased mother, had been there for years. She had forgotten them. God manifested his hatred of all idolatry and wanted them destroyed. This revival went on and on. It moved on and on. It moved in this town. And then the Lord told them to begin to go out. They went northward. They went southward. They went to Chaco. They went to the jungles. And in every place where these group of people went, there was great, amazing outpouring of God. They began a Bible school. Everything, whereas nothing had succeeded for him, suddenly everything succeeded for him. And he began a Bible school. And this heavenly visitation I'm reading to you is actually chapter 1. An angel came. Folks, we're going to have manifestations of angels. We had them in Australia, where I just came from. This is a night at the Bible school. The midnight hour had long passed. Nature seemed to be still and expectant. Out of the depths of the heart of a young Polish lad, they had gone into the parts of Argentina where a group of Polish people lived and farmed. Out of the depths, and this Polish lad was a student now at the school. Out of the depths of the heart of a young Polish lad, a cry born of God ascended into the very heavens. God heard, his answer came. Was it imagination, this strange feeling? The very stars seemed to press down upon him. Brighter and brighter they appeared until they were great orbs of fire. Then in their intense light, a greater light appeared. A being from the heavenly world drew near until it enfolded this young Polish lad. The lad, still in his teens, found himself in the very presence of God, holy, majestic, and terrible. A great fear fell upon him. Jumping up from his knees, Alexander fled in terror back to the refuge of the Bible Institute, little realizing the part he was destined to play in the great move of God in Argentina, little knowing why he had been burdened for so many months in deep, burning prayer that had robbed him of so many nights of sleep, out in the fields and the forest of this Chaco home, and now in the early morning hours in the sweet shadows that surrounded the Institute, Alexander had continued to pray, and now God had come. Inside the Institute building, located in Citybel, a small town near the great metropolis of Buenos Aires, everyone was tranquilly sleeping, little anticipating the drama about to unfold. Outside, Alexander pounded in desperation on the door, to his terror finding it locked. He was outside. He saw a star. It became an angel. He got so frightened that he tried to get back into the Bible school, and the door was locked. He couldn't get in. He called out for someone to let him in. Finally, one of the students awoke, recognized his voice, and arose to let him in. Thinking to escape the awful presence that accompanied him, Alexander ran inside the building. But the heavenly visitor entered with him. In a few moments, all the students were wide awake. As they felt the holy presence, the fear of God felt upon them. They began to repent, crying out to God for forgiveness. The Spirit of the Lord, holy and mighty, dealt with them all. No one present could escape the holy fire of his presence. The next morning, June 5th, 1951, we were all gathered for the announced time of prayer, which was to replace regular class schedules. Outside, a storm tore the atmosphere as if a great conflict in the skies. Inside the Institute, an air of expectancy hushed all to silence as we waited before the Lord. A few moments after we began to pray, our heavenly visitor came in again and stood by the side of Alexander, who was transported in the spirit by this mighty being to faraway countries. He began to make journeys over the face of the earth, looking down and seeing many cities. Knowing the name of each one he was taken to visit, he opened his lips and began to speak slowly, deliberately, distinctively, repeating each word twice or more, telling us the name of each city he visited. City after city, beginning with the cities in Argentina. He then moved out from country to country, just as if he was deliberately reading off the names from an atlas. Neither student nor traveler could have named such a long list, much less this lad from the forest jungles, with barely a primary school education. As he moved in spirit from country to country, he gave the name of each city in the language of the country, English, German, Slavic, Arabic, and languages we did not know.
He told us afterwards how he looked down and had the sensation that he was visiting the cities one by one, hour after hour, that the Lord promised to visit before the end comes. The next morning, as we gathered for prayer, the Spirit of the Lord brought us into strong intercession. Students and missionaries were melted together under his power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I could read you on and on about the things that happened that night and the things that happened with the angel, for he was with them for some time, for some days, as those young students listened to what God had to say. And then there came the time that the Lord made them to know, made these people in Argentina to know, who were the result of a great move of God, that he wanted something in Argentina, and he wanted it special. He wanted them to invite an evangelist from the United States of America to come to Argentina, which was a country then that was not at all for the things of God. In fact, there were laws prohibiting their gathering together in some ways, what they could do. It was headed up, Argentina was headed up by Juan Perón and his wife, Evita. And the Lord said he wanted huge evangelistic meeting in Argentina. They were to call an evangelist. Their idea was to call Oral Roberts, to call someone else. But they could not get Oral Roberts or some of the other very well-known names to come. But they did get a little-known evangelist by the name of Tommy Hicks. And when Tommy Hicks arrived, he too had heard from God, and what he had heard from God was so big that they almost couldn't swallow it. All of that is in this book, and we're going to read tomorrow about the great, great outpouring of God that came in Argentina through Tommy Hicks. This book, it's a result of prayer. Thy God Reigneth, the story of revival in Argentina, we're making available to you this week. And folks, we are inviting you. I'm going to send this book out to people on my partner list. I'm going to invite them to get it, because we want to dedicate ourselves to prayer for this nation of ours, which is in trouble. We're having a prayer meeting October 23rd through 27th in Branson, Missouri. But before that time, we want to dedicate ourselves to prayer. If you would like to be a part of it, just call us or write us or go online and give us your mailing address and say, I want to be a prayer partner of Billy Graham, and I want to take part in the prayer for our nation. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. Write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or go online at billybrim.org, billybrim.org, and just say, I want to be on your mailing list. This is Billy Graham saying, Shalom, shalom.